Well, it's really important that the industry's gone through the global financial crisis, and that meant that a lot of people exited the industry, and a lot of those people not only exited the industry but exited the state. So when the industry's gone in the growth phase, it's been really difficult for a lot of our contractors to secure high quality, good operators and people who can support the industry's growth.
It seems to me that there are more log trucks on the road, but how much is the industry growing in this part of the state?
Yeah, well, both the domestic mills are really humming along, and the export businesses are picking up, which has meant that a lot of the forest management companies are putting on more contractors, both from a harvesting perspective, haulage perspective, the silvicultural activities of all the planting functions, fertilising, the thinning operations, all the various operations to expand our plantation assets that were probably were lagging for a while. And now, as harvesting increases, so does the replanting and the growth in both sectors, whether it's the native forest sector or the plantation sector, both in softwood and hardwood.
So what do you really want? Do you want to attract people who've worked in the industry before back, people who went to the West to go mining or all the other things, or are you looking for people, the next generation, for this next generation of gear?
The hub is really focusing on, well, probably in many cases it's retraining people who are in the industry, who are taking that next step to operate some of the more sophisticated equipment that they've now got to operate. So every bit of new gear's got quite sophisticated computer systems. But we're also looking at attracting some of the old operators back, because there has been a lot of skilled people that we need back in the industry. But I think longer term, what we're looking for is also attracting new people into the industry, because, you know, we just haven't got the numbers there anymore. And the young people probably haven't seen forestry as a career in the past. They've seen it as a dirty, hard working environment. Whereas when they get exposed to the simulators and the equipment, all of a sudden they think, this is a bit like a PlayStation or an Xbox, and it's got more buttons and there's computer screens and GPS global positioning systems on this gear. Actually, they need smart operators now who can, you know, utilise the optimisation equipment within these heads and ensure that they get the maximum value out of our forest assets. Because in forestry, you're talking about a 15 to 30 year rotation. So when you grow that forest, you want to be able to recover the maximum value out of those forests, whether it's the pruned log, the saw logs, the preservation logs, the pulpwood out of those trees.
Yes, you had me wondering. You used the word when we think long term, and I wasn't quite sure what your time horizons for this were. Past 2020, how much further forward?
I think the industry will continue to become even more sophisticated. Everything that's involved in forest management with LIDAR, aerial photography, the inventory results now is improving. The sophistication of the equipment is just so much more complex, and I can see that becoming even more complex as we go beyond 2020 and as more plantations come online, because a lot of the plantation growth was back in the 90s and some of those plantations are now maturing. You know, who knows what sort of industries we might be supplying into, whether it's bioenergy, LVL plants, sawmills, all those sorts of things are really changing, and who knows what's coming around the corner.
Well, this is filling in a missing link. What are the other gaps now that you see?
The other gaps, I think, is probably in the safety and environmental areas, in that these days people who are working in the sector need to be trained for safe working procedures. They need to understand standard operating procedures. They need to understand hazard assessment. They need to be able to undertake their own audits within the forest estates. They need to understand the Forest Practices Code here within Tasmania and the certification systems that companies are adopting. So there's all these mechanisms from being an operator, but also being a safe operator, and also someone who's operating within the environmental guidelines of the state.
So that's the gap.
And how do you close that gap?
Through training. It's all here, because, you know, this is a learning environment for all those aspects, from being efficient operators to having those safe working procedures and understanding the environmental components. So this is sort of a hub where you can bring new entrants in, train them up to get some base employment level. So then when they do go into the forest environment, they've got some base training as well. So it's really important to get that base level before people go into the forest environment.